Good day, everyone, and happy Friday. Thank you for waiting for our presentation. Welcome to our webinar, Build Modern Line of Business Mobile Apps with Azure. My name is Katya Belkin, and I am the Product Marketing Manager at Microsoft, and I will be serving as your moderator today. Our webinar will run approximately 60 minutes. We will have Q&A session at the end. During the webinar, feel free to type in your question in the question answers widget. Also, we will appreciate if you can fill out a short survey at the bottom right at the end of the webinar. And we will send an email with a recording and slides on Monday. Now, moving along to our session, please welcome Kirill, Principal Lead Program Manager at Microsoft. Kirill has over 15 years of industry experience and a frequent speaker at the industry events. Welcome, Kirill, and let's start.
Hello, everyone. My name is Kirill Gavlyuk, and I'll walk you through what you can do with Azure when it comes to employee applications. Now, first of all, kind of why employee apps, or otherwise called line of business apps? Why should they go mobile? In the world today, where employees in the enterprises bring their devices and increasingly would like to perform most of their actions from their phone device, you can enable new experiences. Device brings new capabilities like touch, photo, camera. The keyboard is no longer the main entry, and so you can. Employees naturally demand that the line of business applications provide them similar experiences, just as the consumer apps that they used to use on their phones. They also would like to use those line of business mobile apps on their phones that they bring to work, and prefer to have to stay within the same environment. Many these days say that they run the businesses from their mobile phone, including Mark Vigneault from Salesforce. So you can see that more and more mobile delivers immediate productivity and collaboration, new experiences, better experiences for line of business, for existing line and new line of business processes, and you get more and more of both SaaS as well as local enterprise applications moving mobile. There are a few interesting differences when it comes to employee apps versus consumer apps. Consumer apps, they tend to pay crisp attention to user experience. They tend to be built natively, tend to use social identity providers for authentication, and tend to stay most of the time connected. Employee apps, on the other hand, most of them are built, because they have to be built for every platform, most of them are built using cross-platform frameworks. Many of them use corporate identity access, naturally, and so typically it's one or the other directory. They use role-based access and other more extensive user authorization techniques. They tend to work with corporate data that likely is not present in the cloud, so likely is probably present on-premise. They need to enable experiences where employee can do the work, and typically often employee have to do the work somewhere where connectivity is not available. So offline, ability to work offline and then synchronize it with the backend, with the main data source later on, is critical for employee apps. Azure provides you a turnkey backend for employee and consumer apps called Azure Mobile Services. And mobile services offers you ability to build both native and cross-platform apps, enable corporate sign-on easily using Act Turnkey integration with Active Directory, enable to integrate with Office 365 as well as on-premises enterprise systems, because not every enterprise is hurrying up bringing their data to the cloud. It allows you to connect to any data source. I mean, employee apps tend to have very, very diverse and multiple data sources they need to work with. Mobile services offers the offline sync capability so that you can build apps that are responsive, that can work in absence of the signal, and then later on sync. And of course, we offer you any language, whether it's .NET, whether you prefer to work in Java, whether it's JavaScript, either way. And we stay with the frameworks that are already familiar to you, should you need to add your custom logic on the backend. Let's do a quick demo of mobile services enables you to do. We'll start with creating a cross-platform employee app using mobile services and Xamarin, a cross-platform framework from our partners. And we'll use Xamarin Studio to do so. Let me share my screen. And you should soon see it. All right. So here I have my Xamarin app, and I think I actually used. Okay, let me quickly switch to the app that I wanted to show. This is Xamarin Studio, and we need to get this one. What I'm going to show you is a simple line of business app called Field Engineer. It's a mobile dashboard for a field employee of a prototypical cable company. And what it allows you to do is, take a look at a glance, see your jobs. Let me actually launch it so you can see it. What allows you to do is you can take a look at a glance of what jobs you need to do, what customer appointments you have, what the status of your job, what history does every customer had, and provides you the ability to update the job as you need to. So here I have a list of my jobs, and I can go in and mark my jobs as complete. It's very simple UI, cross-platform. Built using Xamarin, and actually we use Xamarin Forms, which allow us to build UI cross-platform as well. Now this app right now uses hard-coded data locally. So here I have some dummy data. What we're going to do is we're going to connect this app to a mobile service and use real data. Connecting an app to a mobile service is pretty straightforward. And if you haven't done it before, let me quickly do this for you. We need to go to the management portal. Let me quickly log in with my credentials. We had fun with last minute fun with getting the screen to share, so I apologize for taking your time while I'm loading the portal in the right browser. Okay, so here's I have an Azure management portal. What I'm gonna and here I have a few mobile services. It's very straightforward to create a new mobile service. Mobile services can have a turnkey backend, and to create it, you just go to compute, mobile service, create. You fill out the name of your mobile service, which data store you want it to connect to. By default, it uses SQL, but it doesn't have to, and I'll show you kind of other data stores that it works with, which Azure subscription you want it to be at, and which place in the world you want it to run. And that's it. I already have a mobile service created, so I have it right here. Actually, I think we'll be connecting to this one. I have it right here, and when you create a mobile service, you're immediately greeted with Quick Start that helps you connect this mobile service to your app. In our case, I'm going to use Xamarin. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to follow these steps of the Quick Start. I already have an app, so I'm going to connect my mobile service to my Xamarin app. Let's do this. Let's go back to our Xamarin Studio. First, we're going to initialize Mobile Services SDK. I already added Mobile Services SDK to my project. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to
I'm going to connect to my service, Packet 30E, and I'm going to define a proxy for a table. In this service that I have, mobile services use expose data using tables, right? And so these tables are just CRUD APIs, and you can connect them to any data source. In this case, I already connected my mobile service to SQL, and I'm going to show you how to do this. Next, what I'm going to do is instead of getting dummy data, I'm going to initialize connecting my job table proxy to the actual mobile services table. I'm going to add some code to read my jobs. As you can see, we offer you a link query syntax to work with data and to query data. I'm going to add complete. So updating data with mobile services is equally straightforward. And so in few lines of code, I connected my app to my mobile service. Now if I'm going to run it, I'm going to see data coming from my mobile service. Let's see that. Okay, it takes a little bit of time to connect. Here you go. So we have some data there in that mobile service, and I got it right here, and I can look at the details and like my job's complete, etc. So this was a very simple app. It's kind of literally just a job list, but it takes a couple lines of code to connect it to a mobile service. What we're going to do next, and I'm going to walk you through how mobile services works, architecture, how do you connect it to different data sources, and then we're going to build a little more comprehensive app using mobile services. So going back to my, stopping the sharing and going back to my slides. Right. In a few seconds, you should be able to see the slides. Right. So, what we've done just now is we connected to some data. Very simple. It was kind of new data. It didn't have anything useful there. Most of the time, you connect your application to an existing data, then an existing legacy database. You also may be connecting your mobile service to like some SaaS data, like SAP or Salesforce or Dynamics. Let's take a look at how mobile services works. Mobile services offer you, when it comes to data, mobile services offers data using CRUD APIs we call tables, table APIs. They're just RESTful APIs. Depending on what framework you use, JavaScript or .NET, you're going to see different classes. But it's just a table. We call it table controller. In .NET, it's actually a class table controller, which is just a web API controller with few additional functionality added to it. And it allows you to query page data as well as do offline sync with the data, etc. Mobile service offers a way to connect to different various data sources using domain manager. So the table controller uses the main manager to talk to either SQL or table storage or Mongo. We have DocumentDB plugin. Our friends in DocumentDB wrote, as well as we have a sample that talks to Mongo. That talks to SharePoint. It's pretty straightforward to write the domain manager for another data source. Once you connected your mobile service to data, you can use native SDKs. Or cross-platform SDKs, as I showed you with Xamarin, to consume. Now, when you have an existing data, what the main manager allows you to do is allows you to map your existing complicated schema to more simple data transfer objects with a lot simpler schema that is easier to consume on your client. So what we're going to do next is we're going to do exactly this. We're going to connect our mobile service to an existing database, existing schema. All right, let me start this screen sharing again. And I'm going to start in Visual Studio. So now we're going to need to extend our mobile service, and we're going to need to do a little bit in Visual Studio to connect and to configure it and to connect to an existing database. All right. Let me open the right solution. Well, it opens, and I hope you can see my screen correctly, because I just switched to a Windows VM. Right here, I have my existing database with a fairly complex schema for our field engineer app, which has a bit more realistic. So you have jobs, and jobs have foreign key relationships to customers. So you have some relational data. What we're going to do is we're going to project it to our Xamarin app and map it to something that our mobile app is easier to consume for our mobile app. Let's jump to Visual Studio. All right. And so what we have here is a Visual Studio project for our mobile service. It's very straightforward to create one. You just go new, create, project, and you choose Azure Mobile Services template. I already have one here, and it's a standard web API project. The only thing I did here is I added a couple of helper classes, and I added my models. You see customer equipment. So these are standard EF models. We didn't invent anything new so far. What I'm going to do is I'm going to add a controller using a scaffold that we have for mobile services table controller. So you're going to see what table controller looks like. We're going to expose jobs. We're going to choose the database context class, and we're going to make it the job controller. Great. So this job controller works directly with the models. Now, the problem with this, of course, is that our models have nested data in them. So if I look up our job model, you have relationship with histories, with equipment, with customers. So that's going to complicate, and by default, our job controller will just send back the job, an instance of job object with a bunch of IDs that our client will have no idea of what to do with. So what we're going to do is we're going to make it, we're going to add mapping, and mobile services use a standard kind of open source technology called AutoMapper, and you're welcome to use a mapper of your choice if you don't like that one. We're going to change our job controller to take advantage of this AutoMapper. Let's do that. So here I have the job DTO classes. Now I don't have the job DTO classes yet, so let me add these data transfer objects that I prepared earlier. Here they are. So I'm adding three data transfer objects, and the main one is job DTO. And you can see that now we have customer and equipment objects nested inside jobs, so our client will receive a tree structure and will be able to work with this tree structure as opposed to some foreign keys and IDs. I'm going to initialize the mapper. So I'm going to add the mapper to my solution. Here's the file that allows me to configure the simple map configuration. So AutoMapper, if you're not familiar with it, it's very easy to use. You use these expressions to configure it, to map different fields of the objects. In this case, we want to map an actual equipment and customers to the job, so it's included. We want to ignore all the foreign key fields. So it kind of simplify the programming model a little bit, simplify the structure of the data.
Now we have our job GTOs and customer equipment, and we told the mapper how to map them. One more thing I need to do is I'm going to need to go to my Web API config class, which is the convention for adding configurations to your mobile service, and generally a common convention in Web API world. So I'm going to add initializing our automapper using the mapping that we just defined. And that's it. I have my job controller now using my GTO objects. And I have my mapper configured. One more thing I wanted to show you that I did is on update, when someone sends an update, when client sends an update to us, we not only update the job, we also add a history. Now that we have relational data and we have our objects mapped correctly, we will add history to the job, to the corresponding job histories that this job was updated, right? So that's good. Okay, so now we can do we'll run it locally, and I'm going to show you that in addition to building this local this mobile service locally, you can also debug it locally, and we give you a nice help page to orient you around your mobile service. It can expose you all the APIs that you extended. So in this case, we have some controllers that we extended. And you can poke at them and see what data you have. So for example, we have job table API here, and I can poke at it and see what does it return back. So if I try this out, I should get back some data. Well, there you go. I have some data, and I see I have equipment and customers nested in the data. That's going to be a data that is easier for our client to work with. So let's go back to our, now, of course, we need to publish it first. So let's, publishing your extensions. So you now you extended your mobile service. You just need to publish to the actual, to your this code to your mobile service. So let's do that. It's standard publish experience, nothing new. And let's just check that publish worked well, because who knows what can happen. Okay, so now let's go back to our Xamarin, and I can see the video feed has a little bit of a delay, so I apologize for that. I'll try to not rush too much. What I'm going to do is I'm going to let me open the right Xamarin project. And that should help us synchronize the feed as well. And so now we're going to consume this existing data from our field engineer, and you'll see that kind of new UI will light up because we have more data now that we are returning. And the app will start making more sense. So let me do that. Okay, so I have this, and I'm gonna run my app, and hopefully we'll see our client retrieving the real jobs from our mobile service. Okay. Yeah, the screen sharing adds quite a bit of loads to to the CPU, apparently, as well as running Windows VM. Okay, so now we have a more sensible data that is actually getting from our real field engineer database. And you can see you get equipment. I can mark this job completed, etc. And I can work with this data. And now our app is connected to a real existing field engineer database. Great. What we're going to do next, let's walk through a little more of the capabilities that mobile services provide you. And then we'll do more interesting demos. So let me stop screen sharing.
And again, yeah, probably, yeah, the video feed runs a little bit slower, but you can see the app now, and you can see that the app has the real data in it. And now we're gonna do, we're gonna switch to the slides. All right. So we have seen working all services with existing database. Now the existing data often in enterprises it sits on premises, right? Enterprises not always go to the cloud and deploy their databases there and deploy their data there, especially when it comes to their customer information. And our app uses customer information. So mobile services offers you this capability called hybrid connections. And it has turnkey integration with hybrid connections. Hybrid connections is a TCP relay, if you will. You can configure your mobile service to talk to what looks like just a different connection string, but in fact, it will go through a TCP relay and it will relay to an on-premise machine, and it will relay traffic to the TCP endpoint of your choice. In our case, this would be a database running on-premise. Hybrid connections are very easy to configure. I'll show you quickly where to find them in the portal, but I'm not going to do the entire demo. So let me do this quickly, and while it's buffering. So if you go to Azure Management Portal, if you go to BizTalk, we managed to hide our hybrid connections pretty well. So if you go to BizTalk Services, you can create hybrid connections by first creating BizTalk services. And then going into a BizTalk service, in this case our ticket 30, and going to hybrid connections tab. And you can easily add your hybrid connections. You can create a hybrid connection, and then you can download by clicking on this on-premise setup, you can download your hybrid connection agent locally on your machine. And this establishes a connection to your local machine without modifying anything about your network topology. All it will do is will relay any TCP traffic from the mobile service to your local machine to the combination of host and port name that you chose, that you picked. In our case, it will be to the SQL port 1433, and we will relay any traffic from it. Once you have hybrid connections created, You can connect mobile service to the hybrid connections by going to the mobile services tab, configure, and looking for the hybrid connections section right here. And you can add your, I already have some hybrid connections right here. And after once you've done that, all you need to do is just use a corresponding connection string. And in our case, I have on-premise connection string right here, talking to the hybrid connections. And that's it. Mobile service will assume that it's just another database, and all the logic around relaying TCP traffic will be handled by hybrid connections transparently. All right, so that was hybrid connections. Very useful technique. Now, most line of business apps require login, right? Require login using corporate credentials. Mobile services offer you turnkey integration with Active Directory. And so that you can not only login your clients, no matter which device they run on using Active Directory, but you can use this information to perform certain things with Active Directory. For example, you can configure your push notifications to go to logical Active Directory users. Or you can now use that user information and kind of get access to additional claims and additional data corresponding to that user using Active Directory Graph API. And mobile services turnkey integration with Active Directory is pretty handy and allows you to both reduce the amount of code you write as well as reduce the management headache of managing multiple pieces. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you a very quick demo of login. Um, let's see. Okay. While it's buffering, let me switch back to my Windows box and let me go to my Visual Studio. To add Active Directory, all you need to do, you need to do two things. One is you need to configure your mobile service, which we'll go and do. But second thing is you need to change your mobile service to require user credentials, to require the client to log in. Our mobile service already happened to be configured with Active Directory. So all I need to do, I just need to change the authorization attribute on my job controller to require login. And after that, we will require Active Directory authentication, and on the client, we'll add some code to do to use Active Directory authentication. So let me add this. One more thing I want to do is I want to what I want to do is I want to filter my jobs when that I return from my service to only return the jobs that are corresponding to my user. So that's another benefit of integrating with Active Directory. So now I can filter the jobs based on which user logged in, right? Great. So now I can rebuild my mobile service. I can publish it. All right, so it's gonna publish. And while it's publishing, and publishing seems to work successfully, let's just verify by looking at our, okay, we see a smiley on the help page, which is great. Now what I need to do is I need to add login code to my client. And what I'm gonna do that right here in my query. And since I'm using Xamarin Forms, I have to do some state management here. We're using the semaphore login in progress so that it brings up and brings down the UI window correctly. But all I needed is just adding login async call to mobile service with Azure Active Directory moniker. That's all is required to bring up the Active Directory experience. That's it. I can run my app, and it will ask me for my credentials. And assuming I remember them, I can actually log in. With just one line of code, we're going to bring up Active Directory login window. Yeah, on the bright side, on a negative side, the screen sharing does slow down my machine quite a bit, but on the positive side, this allows us to catch up with video feed. It'll come up any. All right, you guys are seeing the same white screen as I do, which is unfortunate. Let me do. Let me quit the simulator. Let me try again. All right, and it should bring up, we'll see our login. While it brings up, I'm gonna show you how to configure Active Directory in mobile service. As I mentioned, it was already configured for our mobile service, but all you need to do is in identity tab, you just need to specify the Active Directory application URL, the client ID, and allow tenants for your Active Directory, which in this case is KirillG on Microsoft. And then on Active Directory side, same straightforward configuration. I have my application, I have my directory home, and I have my application registered right here, which is 10 Tech at 10:30. And all I needed to do is just walk through a few screens of the wizards, and I have my Active Directory, my mobile service registers with Active Directory, and all is good. And what we use is we use this application ID URL, which is a login URL for Active Directory for a mobile service, as the identifier between the two to correlate. Now, by now, hopefully, we have our great. So here we have our apps finally starting, and I can do KG my credentials, my directory, and I hope I still remember my passwords. And it should sign me in. And I should get my jobs back just as before. There you go. So we now authenticated and we got the jobs just for me, just for my login out of our mobile service. Going back to our slides, so we went through the we just showed you how in one line of code and one attribute you can connect your mobile, you can make your mobile service authenticate users with Active Directory. Active Directory integration allows a lot more things. So you can use Active Directory client library. It's a little bit more code on the client, but it allows you single sign-on across multiple resources, including mobile services. And you can do things like on behalf of access to resources. For example, you can do on behalf access to SharePoint from your mobile service. And in this case, mobile service will request the right token from the Active Directory and will act on behalf of the logged in user to the SharePoint. And the SharePoint will keep track that for example, the file was modified by mobile service on behalf of Kiddo. That's also the on behalf capability is also pretty straightforward with mobile services. Again, thanks to that turnkey integration with Active Directory. Our next topic is offline sync. Many apps, especially the apps that employees want to use on the go, for example, our field engineer or pipeline inspection or asset management or any of those things where you need to take your device, go somewhere either underground or somewhere in the field where signal may not be available and be able to work with it. The requirement is across all sectors, across all verticals, whether it's healthcare, banking, manufacturing, cable communications, you name it. All of line of business apps specifically always benefit from offline sync experience. So the app can work offline with data and then synchronize the data with the server. Mobile services makes it easy to support these scenarios via very lightweight, simple client APIs. We have a sync engine on the client, simple sync support on the server as part of our table controllers, and allowing you to do offline sync across multiple backend data stores, not just SQL, but any of those that I listed before. And on the client, allowing you to do this across all client platforms that we support, which is iOS, Android, Xamarin, PhoneGap. Offline sync is not available yet for PhoneGap, but we pretty much everything else we support by now. How does it work? So on the client, we use, for most platform, we use SQLite underneath the covers, and we built a lightweight table abstractions on top of SQLite that mirror our table APIs on the server. As you make as the application makes changes to the data locally and keeps adding things to, keeps walking through and adding and updating data locally in the tables, we record and keep track of all the changes. And when connectivity is available and it's time to sync, we will replay all those changes one by one in order against the mobile services table API, against the remote table API. And that remote table API proxies the data source of your choice, whether it's SQL or table storage or Mongo, on-premise SQL database, or maybe it's Dynamics or Salesforce, or you name it. Whichever data source you're working with, we can expose it in to the client in a way that a client can work with it in offline mode and then do this and synchronize the changes with. We handle conflicts. We allow you to handle conflicts on the client or on the server. We have some default policy, but most of the time you will override it and perform your own conflict resolution. Again, you can take advantage of our map of AutoMapper built-in support, so you can map your complex schemas to more simple things that you synchronize. Pretty handy. What I'm going to show you is how easy it is to use offline. The demo unfortunately requires me to shut down my VM and it'll connect my Windows VM because it uses Android emulator, which I think would be problematic to do right now, given the time. So I'm just going to walk you through the code that is needed and show it to you working on the on my iOS. So let me run the screen sharing. Let me switch to Xamarin. So at least you can see how the code looks. Let me see this. Okay. Here I have a version of my field engineer that is configured to use offline. And let's take a look at what changed. What did we have to do to configure it using offline? And note that we don't have to do any changes to the server. It's still working with the same server. So just as before, we connect to mobile service and initialize it with our connection string to our TechEd 1030E. Mobile service. We initialize our mobile service client using a local data cache, and we, as I mentioned, we use SQLite for our local data cache. And I'm going to just create a new database just for fun. And then we initialize our sync context, which is our synchronization agent on the client using that local store. Then the way we read and update jobs is the same as before, same API, but it works against local table now. Now we're working with sync tables, which are local. And as we do these operations, we record all the CAD operations that we perform against the local data. When it's time to synchronize, we use sync async methods. And we first we call push async method. And push async method replays all the changes that we made to the local data in the same order as we made them to the remote table, the remote jobs table. And it replays them in order. So you can, this way you can implement your own relationships between the objects, between the tables, etc. Once we pushed all the changes and dealt with all the conflicts, and the way you deal with conflicts is you wrap this push async in a try catch, and then you take care of exceptions, of conflict exceptions. Once we deal with conflicts, we pull all the changes from the server, and you do this even at the beginning when you don't have any data locally. In order to not pull the entire world, we're gonna scope our pulling to the specific user that is logged in. Right, so we support providing a query that scopes the amount of data that we're going to synchronize down. And then we're going to synchronize only the data that is newer than what we already have locally. So we check for user timestamps and only pull the incremental changes. Great, so pretty simple, two methods, few lines of code, and you have an app that works in offline mode and supports synchronization. In order to run it, what I need to do is I need to republish my mobile service by removing the authentication because I didn't, on my client, I don't have authentication built in. So let me rebuild this and let me republish. So I changed back to authorization level to anonymous. And now that the publish is completed, I'm going to go back to my Xamarin. And I'm going to run my app, and now the app should support offline as well. And it may take time to start, so if it takes time. And then it's unfortunate that I can't show you. I have an equivalent app because I'm using Xamarin, that the app is built for both Android and iOS. So here my iOS version. Obviously, I'm starting locally, right? It's off, the app is offline. So what I can do is I can refresh the data explicitly. Now, as I make changes to the data, they're only kept locally. So if I mark, for example, this job is complete, it's marked locally, it's not synchronized with the server. So in fact, what I'll do is I'll show you on the server, since we don't have an Android version, another device to show you, because of the memory constraints. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna select from the job table, from the database that we're using. I'm gonna use this, as you notice, the job ID is 61. So I'm gonna use this job ID. I'm gonna select it from the table that we were working with this database, and it's on my SQL Azure. Okay. It's job number, sorry. Right, so my job 61 is still status says on site, while my client says, on the client I already updated to be completed. So now I'm gonna simulate the network. So right now the client doesn't have network, so I'm just gonna simulate by toggling this online switch that the client has network. And now the changes will be synchronized. And so if I run this again, I should see my job have the status completed, right? So it's pretty straightforward. We just built our offline, our app that performs offline synchronization with our backend in few lines of code without changing anything on the backend. Straightforward. Going back to the slides, we have a few minutes left. And I think the slides will be available anyway for download as well. So let me quickly walk you through what else we intended to cover, but run out a little bit of time. Mobile services offers you push notifications in with quite versatile feature set. I'm not gonna try to convince you why push is important. You probably already know the push notifications are pretty important for apps. I'm just gonna walk you through how push notifications are relevant in the context of enterprise line of business apps. I mean, obviously the goal here is to increase productivity. That's the most straightforward use of push notifications, is to send alerts to the employee that something changed, so they don't have to wait for it or keep refreshing the screen. So productivity is important. Mobile services offers a feature called notification hubs to do the cross-platform push notification. And it sits between the application backend and the platform notification service from Apple, Google, or Microsoft. And it adds additional capabilities on top of native push notification support in the platform. And so it allows you to send push notifications to logical users or groups of users. It allows you to do quite a few things. You can work with any platform on the client, whether iOS, Android, Windows, Windows Phone, or Kindle. You can work with any language on the server. And you don't have to deal with device platform-specific device handles. Mobile notification apps allows you to deal with logical users and groups of users. Notification apps allows you to work with dynamic segments to segment your audience, not as relevant to line of business apps, but relevant to consumer apps. Notification apps allows you to personalize and localize your notification, your push notifications, broadcast to a large number of users at scale, or unicast or multicast, whichever pattern you want, and of course offers you rich telemetry. In the context of line of business apps, notification apps allows you to send pushes to logical Active Directory users just by using user ID tag. Notification apps has this concept called tags, which maps the arbitrary device handles to logical entities like user or groups of users. You can also use push notifications in a background mode to send secure and sensitive information down to the client. So as you know, push notifications goes through Apple and Google and Microsoft, so not always you want to send sensitive data using push notifications. So what we offer you is push-to-pull pattern, where you can send notification identifying the messages you want to send to the client and have the client go and fetch it from the server. This pattern is also used by us to use push notification to trigger synchronization. As you've seen in the previous demo, when I toggled the offline online switch, I turned in, so now whenever we change some data on the server, a push notification will trigger synchronization on the client to synchronize the client data store with the remote data store. So that's another interesting aspect of using push notifications in line of business apps, is to trigger offline sync. There are lots of other scenarios. We support localization and personalization of messages, broadcast, segmentation, location-based push notifications to send it to everyone within half a mile radius, for example, offering support for multi-tenant applications that share the same Apple or Google credentials for the app, but have multiple tenants, and protecting so that one tenant doesn't spam the other, one of your customers doesn't spam the other. Here's a sample of the code that allows you to do trigger synchronization. Lots of other, I'm not gonna walk through these slides. You can look at them in the deck. Lots of other use cases for push notifications. We kind of walked through many capabilities of mobile services, right? We talked about data, we talked about offline sync, Active Directory authentication. We also support social identity, of course, push notifications. We offer you real-time messaging as well as part of mobile services, so you don't have to go through the platform notification services. You can go directly to the app. Offers you a number of SDKs. You saw Xamarin SDK in action. We offer you native SDKs as well. This is a good time, I think, to switch to questions. The deck also introduces kind of an important feature called API management that allows you to manage API, multiple APIs, multiple mobile services in one kind of standard fashion. But I'd like to switch to questions now. You can get these decks and you can look at the resources. The resources slide is also in the deck. And you can kind of read on about API management since we ran out of time. So with that, I'm happy to answer probably a few questions, and I'm also available on Twitter and here are the resources to follow up on. Much of the documentation available on Azure website. All right. So Katya, how do we do the Q&A? And do we even have time for Q&A?
Thank you, Kirill, for your very interesting presentation today. It looks like we don't have time for Q&As. Feel free to email Kirill if you have any questions, and we will be sending out the slides and the video recording on Monday. Thank you so much for your participation. We will stay for a couple of minutes and we will conclude. Thank you.